Hello there, and welcome to this Nikonians podcast. This is your host, Martin Jorgensen, speaking, and as you might be able to hear, I'm definitely outdoors today. I have tried to get in position to take some pictures of a carnival parade that will take place today in Copenhagen. And as you might be able to hear in the background, there are lots of people and music and noise and what have you. The parade is going through a narrow street here, which is all in shadow, and I've managed to place myself in a side street where there is a bit of sun coming in, and I'll shoot the first few pictures here and see what happens. I might have to move my way with the parade, and I won't be able to record while I'm shooting because it's quite a mess here with people, but I will definitely move a bit and follow the parade, see what passes me, and try to take pictures of the parade and the surroundings. So we'll see what this leads to. As you might be able to hear, the samba band is closing in, and drums and what have you. I can't see anything yet, so in a minute I'll be able to see the front of the parade and be able to see what I'm going to shoot, because I honestly have no idea. This is a recurring thing that happens every year in Copenhagen, but it's been arranged in a new way this year, so we'll have to see where this leads. I'll just leave you to the music for a moment and start shooting as soon as I see anything. There are lots of people here, and I see quite a few photographers too, actually a few people with Nikon gear too, and they've had the same brilliant idea as I have to position themselves in the sun, and it's obvious that this is a very popular subject to take pictures of, and since the weather is absolutely perfect, this street where the parade is going through is just jam-packed with people. Absolute mayhem, as you might be able to hear. Sound and music and colors and lots of people and photographers fighting for a good spot. I've been shooting with my 70-200 and my 17-55, both with film flash, and I'll return to the reason for that later. Be able to hear, the parade is slowly going away now, and the music is fading in the background. I've shot my way through the whole parade, changing places and changing position with regards to the light, and shot a ton of shots with and without flash, filled several memory cards with pictures, and I'm now ready to go back and see what I have in the can. Judging from what I could see by chimping on the screen on the back of my camera, say most of the pictures seemed all right, but of course what you don't see when you're shooting in conditions like this is whether they're sharp and blurred or whatever, but basically it's a question of taking a ton of pictures and making sure that your settings and your gear is okay, and you might be lucky and get a few shots. So we'll see when I get back home. I think I will finish this podcast once back in my quiet home, where I can run through the pictures and just cover a few aspects of this shoot with you, because there's a lot of noise in the background here, and I'm not really sure whether this actually records properly or not. So we'll see, and I'll slowly return home and continue there. So I'm now back in the calm of my own home, and even though you might be able to hear some music in the background, it's actually just something that I mixed in some of the recordings of that noise and that rhythm and that joy that I got on my recorder when I was shooting. It was a really nice shoot there. I shot about 550 pictures in probably like 45 or 60 minutes or so. That was the time that it took the parade to pass me in the spot that I had selected to be in. It was fun. I got a lot of good pictures, but I also had some challenges, and I'll just run you through them shortly here. First of all, the light was really tricky. It was a bright and very sunny day, and the parade took place at the worst time of all, exactly at noon, actually, and that is when you have the least flattering, the most troublesome sunlight. It comes directly from above, and on a bright day, it gives you some really harsh and some terrible shadows. The streets were even narrow, and that meant that the parade would go from shadow to sun and back into shadow, and in some cases, I would have subjects that were partly in shadow and partly in the sun, and that gave me some problems too. So I had a lot of contrast and I had a lot of changing light. And because of that, I actually mounted flashes on both my cameras. I had one with the 17-55 f2.8 zoom and one with the 70-200 f2.8 zoom. And the flashes would help me soften the shadows there. I set the telephoto lens, the long lens, to a 5.6 to get some shallow depth of field and some blurred backgrounds, and the wider zoom I just set a little higher to get more certainty that I would get something sharp. And as I said, the flashes would give me light in dark areas, in the shadow of the street, and it was also able to soften some of the shadows from the very harsh sunlight. That was one challenge. The second challenge was actually just people. Tons of people, and really a bunch of people standing on both sides of the street and blocking everything and falling over each other's legs to get to see the parade. And that was, of course, a problem, as I've tried to illustrate it with the first few pictures that will be in the slideshow. You can see that standing in the border there gives you no chance of getting good pictures. You're just going to fight elbow to elbow with everybody else. So what I did is use the professional photographer's trick. It's just barge your way in there, get in where the action is, and pretend that you're somebody that owns the place and generally ignore any request from guards and from everybody else to stay away, and just go in there using your big cameras as a ram to get in there. You need to get in the middle of the action, and definitely a couple of big cameras with flashes mounted in daylight makes you look like you belong right there in the middle. Once you're in there, no one seems to be blocking you, and you get the full attention of the people that you're shooting, the players and the dancers here, the musicians, and that means contact with models and potential smiles and poses and little acts for the camera. You get a lot of that. Just look like you did nothing else your whole life, and you will definitely be treated as that. Okay, my third challenge was actually one of battery power with the SB800s that I had mounted on my cameras. I'd put in fresh batteries, of course, before leaving, and had all the power that I could get in there. But continuous shooting for an hour will definitely drain these batteries, no matter what you do. My flashes would take longer and longer to recharge, and I got a lot of shots where the flashes wouldn't pop because they weren't recharged yet. And that's what you have to put up with unless you have tons of batteries and want to change in the middle of the action. Well, sometimes you'll just have to bear that you get a shot without flash. In the light here, it's not a big problem. There was lots of light. I just did get some pictures with a bit of hard shadows and a bit of dark subjects in the shadows there, but it worked out anyway. The SB800 isn't usually that hard on the batteries, and I always use rechargeable batteries varying somewhere between like 1800 and 2500 milliampere hours. That's what you see on the batteries. It says MH and then a number. That's the milliampere hours. That's the power that you have in the battery. And the higher the number, the more power you have.
I use the nickel metal hydride type. It's NIMH for short. These batteries give you several hundred shots usually, but since I shot more than 500 with two cameras and many with high output because of the distance to the subject, I probably drained the batteries pretty fast. They also tend to run hot when you shoot a lot and when you recharge the flash often, as I did, and that also lowers their output. So be aware of the fact that even the best batteries will run out. And I don't know how many sets I have. I probably have about 10 sets or something, but I didn't take the time to change them. I just shot what I could within the hour I had, and that was it. My last problem was actually one of focus and sharpness, which I knew I would have, not because the cameras won't focus or that I can't get any sharp pictures, but this way there's action, you have people moving, you are moving, you get pushed and you stumble and everything goes fast and you're bound to miss some shots, even though you set your camera on the brightest and most intelligent autofocus you can get there, you miss some shots. Some will be blurred because of the shutter speed, some won't be in focus, some will just be people turning the wrong way, and that's the way it is. Of course, my pictures, like the 550 or so, I guess about one-third are just useless and blurred or out of focus and can't be used for anything. Then there's a bunch which are just about in focus. Maybe the focus isn't on the eye, but on the ear or the hair or something, and in many cases they can be salvaged, but in most cases they also go. I also shot a lot of shots without looking in the viewfinder from low stances and high stances, just holding the camera over my head and holding it down to the ground and just firing it at wide angle. And, when you do that, you're punished, because sometimes you will just not get anything in focus, and sometimes you won't get what you wanted to get, but also sometimes you get a lucky punch and get some really, really nice pictures. And I did get some good shots, definitely. I'll compile a small slideshow, as I usually do, with the best one and comment further on the techniques and the results and present that to you as a supplement to this podcast. But I think that will be all for now. I'll return to my images and you can go out and shoot your own images, and I will be back in a week or so with a new show. Until then, you can comment, you can suggest, you can ask through email, and you can also go to the podcast feedback forum. The email address is on location at nikonians.org, and you can find the forum in the general forum section on nikonians.org. So until next time, take care and bye for now.